It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Have you been curious about meditation? You know, it's that buzzword now and how it really works. Now, do you think you have to turn on the sounds of the ocean and sit on the floor while humming for 60 minutes? And then you say to yourself with frustration, who has time for this? I have to go to work. I've got too much to do. Now, my next guest I'm going to introduce to you has the power of meditation. She's going to teach you the power of it and how you can get the benefits easier than you think. She is a personal coach, clinical hypnotherapist, author, and speaker. Welcome to the show, Heather Hayward.
Hi, now, Dr. Suzanne.
Hey, Heather, let's get right to business. Now, what's the definition of meditation?
Bottom line, it's the ability to choose where you place your focus.
That's pretty easy.
Simple is that.
But that's not true, because so many people have their brain is going a million miles an hour, and there's really difficult to focus on anything. So
exactly.
What do you suggest?
So, you know, meditation is such the buzzword right now, and I prefer to think of a meditative state of mind, so that you can be in a state of creation rather than reaction in your day-to-day ability to go about and be involved with your work, with your kids, with your husband, with your colleagues. And one of the things is you don't have to close your eyes to actually create a meditative state of mind. And when I say the ability to choose where you place your focus, even as people are listening right now, they can notice how they're listening. Are they listening through earbuds? Are they holding a phone? Are they listening in their radio? How's their jaw? How are their shoulders? How's their tummy? How are their hips? And that creates presence. And presence is what I want my clients and friends to be more of, is to have more presence in their day-to-day rather than, as you and I know, with all the information coming in, it can just be a kaleidoscope where you don't know actually what to take in, what to take out, what to copy, what to paste, what to print, and that creates that anxiety. So one of the things is to constantly just take a pause, stop, breathe, and enter into just the presence of the moment. And yeah, I have a ton of, you know, audios and stuff to help guide you through the ear, you know, that you listen to a voice. But it really is something that you can choose to place your attention right here on my voice coming through the airwaves and just noticing where you are at in the moment and just getting a sense of where you're at, and then being able to delegate what you're going to do with that information, whether, again, it's to drop your shoulders, open your jaw. And I'm that simple, because I think if you start with the body, the mind will follow. Some meditation practices go mind, 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 and I'm one that came into meditation because of chronic anxiety and worry over 30 years ago. And what I found is the body is my sacred temple. The body is always still if I'm sitting. Do you know what I mean? Like right now, It's still. My mind is racing like, I want to tell Dr. Suzanne everything I know. But that's not going to happen.
So what it sounds to me, which is I really love your way of teaching meditation, is that you don't have to lay down. You don't have to be in a place where you're like in the, you know, the beach by the ocean where there's no one around. You actually can do a type of meditation that you're present right there wherever you're at. So it's you don't need anything. You just need yourself. And so this is what you teach. And I know that I've used your tapes. I've used your audios. I have the holistic meditation audios that you've made for me, which I cannot tell you how much all of my students, I have a lot of students with all my different programs like Flat Sexy Belly and Ultimate Wellness. That is one of their favorite parts of the program, is listening to your two morning and evening meditations. Now, you've got one that It doesn't have to be 20 minutes or even 10 minutes. You even have a 5-minute meditation, don't you?
Yes. And you know, you know what to create by just listening to, you know, my own clients and listening to, I don't have the time and I don't know how. I don't have the time and I don't know how. And it's as simple as just following the breath in and out with your eyes open, because so many of us are now in our cars, or I like to call it the take five with me in the cubicle, because so many people are at the office and they can slip on their earbuds and act like they're, you know, on a conference call or something. You know, it doesn't have to be with incense and a candle and going om. You know, I prefer the meditation, just that sense of And so, what you can, go ahead.
Yeah. What I want to ask you, though, is as you're talking about that, I think about your pause. You said that there are steps to go through to reset your body and reset your mind. And you go through the pause, which is an acronym for what?
So you know, clients can have these epiphanies, or, you know, you can have insights at a workshop or something, and then you get out into the world and you get triggered, you know, by someone not doing what you told them to do. So we have PAWS with my clients, and P stands for perspective. And you just ask yourself, what happened? And you take the inventory from the left lobe, meaning you just state the facts. My husband was late to dinner. So you just state the facts. P, perspective. What happened? And then A is to acknowledge, what did I feel? It made me feel, you know, frustrated. You know, just acknowledge how you felt, acknowledge your body. My jaw is tight, my shoulders, I'm grabbing my shoulders. And then U is for unplug. So unplugging can be that 5-minute meditation. If you have time, lay down and do it. If you don't, walk and do it. You can even unplug for a certain amount of time. You know what, honey? Let's revisit this tomorrow morning. So unplugging is really unplugging. And then after you've unplugged and you've reset, you know, where you feel calmer, S is for solution. So what is the solution? Rather than keep defining the problem. So what's the solution? Once you identify that S, you go to E, which is engage, and that is take an action, even if the action is to delay. So that's my pause. And that just helps to reset, you know, your day as you have a meditative state, or you have a good meditation or whatever, and then something triggers, you just pause.
I love that. Pause is not just for, hey, let me just take a moment, but it's also to go through all of those different aspects so that we can say, I'm ready to reset and be able to be more loving to myself and loving to who I'm engaging with. I absolutely love that. I wish we had more information. Let's say is it heatherhayward.com? Is that where we go?
Yes, it is.
Heatherhayward.com, and you have this great meditation, and it's called My Meditation, A Daily Practice for Every Mood. And you've got a 5-minute one, a 10-minute, 15 and 20-minute meditations there. It's just everyone can really use all of this. And anything else that you'd like to tell us in the last minute?
No, just thank you so much for having me, and I adore you.
We have such great time, Heather, and I've sent you so many clients that really need your coaching skills as well as hypnotherapy and meditation. You've got an amazing practice here in the Pacific Palisades. So happy for you. And so we got to all go to heatherhayward.com, heatherhayward.com. Her meditation is called My Meditation, A Daily Practice for Every Mood. Thank you so much, Heather, for being here. And this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well, everyone.